It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. Welcome in. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Shirley Street studio. It is August 25th of 2022. And it is, I think today is the calm before the storm. To be more specific, the football storm. We are but one sleep away. One sleep from the return of high school football. The 2022 season will kick off in earnest tomorrow night, as we've talked about, a handful of week zero games last Friday night. With respect to those teams and those games, it just doesn't hit the same, you know? When you know you got the full contingent of teams across the state with their Friday night lights on, that's when it really pulls on the old heartstrings there. And I am very much looking forward to it. Very much looking forward to it. Of course, you'll be able to hear Cedar Falls Tiger football once again over on our companion station all season long, Cruising KCFI. Looking at about a 7:15 kick, I think, after listening to what Coach Brad Remmert had to say last night on the coaches' huddle. And in case you missed it, yes, last night was the 2022 season premiere of the coaches' huddle. As high school football returns, so does the show. And Mark Simpson, a great job last night over at Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. I understand there was a great crowd over there, so shout out to everybody that was there and got to learn a lot, not only from Coach Remmert, of course, but all of our Metro high school football coaches. DeCarlo Sanderson absent last night, but he will be a part of the show moving forward. It was good to hear from Tim Moses. Always good to hear from Tim Moses, the Waterloo East Athletics Director, and the Trojans and Wahawks. They got their rivalry game in week one tomorrow night over at Memorial Stadium. So if you're just a fan, generally speaking, that's a coin flip right there. Do you go to the Unidome and watch Cedar Falls Johnston, given the fact that Johnston won that game a year ago over in you want to call it Des Moines, but I guess it's Johnston, whatever. But then, of course, you've got the rivalry game, as I mentioned, Waterloo West and East facing off. But you can't leave Columbus out of this. Waterloo-Columbus tangles with Dyke-New Hartford, goes on the road, tangles with Dyke-New Hartford, a battle of two ranked teams. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you if you're trying to make your mind up and you don't have any allegiance, but, you know, support all of the area programs, it's going to be so much fun. And like I mentioned, I encourage you to tune in, maybe on your way to a game, leaving a game, going to dinner, whatever you might be up to tomorrow night, whether you're in the car or not, you can, of course, listen to Cedar Falls Tiger football on Cruising KCFI, our companion station, 105.1 FM, 1250 AM. If you've got a smart speaker, you can tell it to play Cruising KCFI. You can stream it at kcfiradio.com, or now would be a good time to download the Cruising KCFI app, of course, available for both Apple and Android phones, so you can make sure that wherever you are, Cedar Falls Tiger football will be right there at your fingertips with the season beginning tomorrow night. week zero for college football coming up this Saturday. I suppose there's probably some games tomorrow night. I don't have the schedule in front of me from like ESPN or anything. But I think, like we talked about with David Eicholt from HawkeyeInsider.com earlier this week on the show, a lot of people will tune in to that Nebraska-Northwestern game and thinking that perhaps we'll be able to make some money on that. I'm hoping so, because I made quite a bit of money last time on Nebraska when they got pummeled by Illinois a year ago in week zero. So calm before the storm, like I mentioned. Make sure that you got your ducks in a row, that you get a good night's rest, and you're ready for the Friday night lights tomorrow night across this beautiful state of ours. All right, today on the show, however you are tuned in, know that I appreciate it, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. Like the Facebook page, just type in 1650 The Fan. You'll see it. Hammer the like button. And check out that website. Bookmark it. 1650thefan.com. It's where you get the podcast of this show. It's where you can check out the Coach's Huddle podcast if you missed that last night, the season premiere, along with all sorts of local and statewide sports content, much of which I bring you at the top of every show each day in area sports news and scores, which we'll, of course, be getting to here in just a few short moments. If you want to dial up with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you could email the show. Email address, cole@1650thefan.com. All right, so today on the show, we'll talk some college football. We'll talk some high school football. And we'll talk college football in the next segment as Nick Osen of CycloneAlert.com and the 24/7 Sports Network is scheduled to join us. We'll just chat it up with Nick about everything Cyclone football as we're just 9 days away from Iowa State, Iowa, you and I all kicking off their 2022 seasons, and the Iowa State Cyclones will be playing host to SEMO, Southeast Missouri. By all means, a game that you would expect them to win going away, but with so many new faces and new places, who knows? Maybe the Cyclones stumble a little bit and it's still a game after halftime. I don't think that's out of the question, but we'll dig in on a number of topics with Nick Osen coming up in the next segment, talking Iowa State football. After we're done talking with Nick, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports at that point. Dave Finnegan, Cedar Falls High School football play-by-play voice on the aforementioned Cruising KCFI, scheduled to join us in the third segment of today's show. We learned a lot, as I mentioned, from Cedar Falls coach Brad Rimmert last night during the coaches' huddle. I had caught up with Brad Rimmert right at the start of preseason camp at the beginning of this month, and so we're going to put all that together and see what Dave thinks and kind of trade notes here, share notes, and get set for Tiger football the best way we can, the best way we know how, by chopping it up in the third segment of today's show. Dave will be joined on his broadcast Friday night and throughout much of the Cedar Falls Tiger football season by Logan Blackman. He'll be our color commentary, our color commentator, if I can get it spit out here, for much of the season. As I mentioned, I think a couple weeks ago, Logan able to do a handful of games last year, more available for us this year, and we're very much looking forward to it. I thought those guys were great together last year, so looking forward to hear those two on the call tomorrow night of Cedar Falls hosting Johnston. And Logan will be joining tomorrow's show. We're going to I'll let the cat out of the bag here. We're going to go game-by-game predictions for Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI football tomorrow on the show, so we're going to have some fun doing that tomorrow. Really just celebrate the beginning of the high school football season and the college football season. So if you have your own predictions that you'd like to pass along, whether it's all of them or some of them or one of them for Iowa, Iowa State, or UNI football, fire away. Email me, cole@1650thefan.com. We'd love to get any predictions, anything as it relates to college football in particular for tomorrow's show with Logan. We'll, of course, talk a little high school football ahead of him doing that game with Dave tomorrow night as well. But we're going to dig in with predictions, as I mentioned, for Iowa, Iowa State, UNI football tomorrow when he joins the show in studio. I think Logan's going to be in studio with us, so it should be a lot of fun. If you've got anything you want to share for that show tomorrow, by all means, email me, cole@1650thefan.com. After we're done talking Tiger football with Dave in the third segment, we'll, of course, take the final timeout. That's when you get an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. And then we come back for a final time and wrap up what is a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. All right, so let's dive in here. Area sports news and scores in Metro High School sports this evening. In volleyball, Waterloo West hosts Waterloo East. In boys golf, Cedar Falls hosts a quadrangular at Pheasant Ridge, while the Waterloo West boys golf team is at a quadrangular at Gardner Golf Course in Marion. In cross country, the Waterloo West boys and girls teams are at the Charles City Invitational, and the Waterloo East boys and girls team are at the Marshalltown Early Bird Invitational. And finally, in girls swimming, Waterloo United is playing host to Vinton Shelsburg. The Metro High School football teams preparing for their season openers tomorrow. Walkthrough practice tonight. I can't believe that's something I'm saying right now. We are that close. Seventh-ranked Cedar Falls hosting Johnston at the Unidome. Cedar Falls coach Brad Remmert last night on the coaches' huddle announced that Tate Hermanson will be the starting quarterback for the Tigers. Waterloo West and East will meet for the 110th time. The two rivals will be colliding at Memorial Stadium. Tomorrow's game will mark the debut of new Trojans coach DeCarlos Anderson. And finally, as mentioned, Waterloo Columbus travels to Dyke New Hartford in a Class 1A Top 10 matchup. The Sailors are 10th, while Dyke New Hartford is ranked 3rd. Several area Top 10 matchups beyond Waterloo, Columbus, and Dyke New Hartford taking place in the area tomorrow night. In Class 4A, 3rd-ranked Waverly Shell Rock is hosting 2A, 2nd-ranked Waukon. In 1A, 9th-ranked Denver will travel to Class A, 6th-ranked Wapsie Valley. And in 8-player, 4th-ranked Don Bosco is at home against number 2, Easton Valley. The United States U18 3-on-3 women's basketball team won both its games yesterday at the FIBA World Cup in Hungary. The USA beat Egypt 16-8 and Mongolia 21-10 and did so with Waterloo West Sahara Williams as a member of that team. They are continuing play this evening. The UNI volleyball team begins its season tomorrow morning as the Panthers compete in a tournament at Arizona State. UNI will play against Toledo and Arizona State, and then Saturday they're going to take on Cal State Bakersfield. Panthers are looking to improve upon a 12-19 campaign a year ago. And finally, all three of the state's university women's soccer teams are in action this evening. UNI looks to go or improve to 3-0, hosting Nebraska Omaha. Iowa State plays at Memphis in its second non-conference match of the season. Kickoff is at 7 tonight, and Iowa plays its first home game hosting Kansas. The Hawks are 1-1. That match begins at 7. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we're talking Iowa State football. Nick Osen, CycloneAlert.com, 24/7 Sports Network, joins us next. You're listening to a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
Well, the Cowboys are starting the season with a major injury as left tackle Tyron Smith suffered a torn left hamstring and fractured knee. He will undergo surgery tomorrow. The 8-time Pro Bowler could miss the entire season, taking away Dak Prescott's blind side protector. Chet Holmgren's NBA debut is on hold. The second pick overall by the Oklahoma City Thunder will miss the entire season after suffering a Lisfranc injury in a pro-am game in Seattle. Patrick Beverley on the move again. Shortly after being acquired by the Jazz in the Rudy Gobert trade, he has been sent to the Lakers for Talen Horton Tucker and Stanley Johnson. Beverley back in L.A. after spending last year in Minnesota. He has previously spent 4 seasons with the Clippers. Baseball today, Paul Goldschmidt with 2 home runs, 5 RBIs as the Cardinals took the series finale from the Cubs by a score of 8-3. The Rays make it 6 in a row, knocking off the Angels 8-3. And top of the 6th, it's Seattle on top of Cleveland by a score of 3-1. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Last year, Baylor won the Big 12. Are they bound to repeat for this upcoming college football season? The head coach of the Bears, Dave Aranda, joins the Zach Gelb Show later, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
Listen to Cedar Falls Tigers football with Dave Finnegan on our companion station. Just tell your smart speaker to play Cruisin' KCFI.
Let me grab my car keys and we'll roll.
We still going to that new bar downtown?
Yeah, supposed to be fun. Lexi, give me driving directions from home to downtown bar district.
Autocorrect. Suggest Uber. Pick up. Home. Drop off downtown bar district.
No, I'm driving.
Suggest the Metro bus. Departing in 12 minutes.
Point taken, Lexi. We'll grab a ride.
If you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Brought to you in partnership by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber.
It can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go, and you think of calling for a ride home. Nah, what's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Explore Banana Republic Factory now and enjoy 50% off everything. From heritage classics to new arrivals for the season. Discover essential styles from $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online. Only at Banana Republic Factory.
Can you catch my bug? Catch my bug.
Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event is going on now with an extra 25% off the best brands and top designers with your coupon or Macy's card. Plus, get 15% off Fall's go-to beauty, skincare, and fragrances. And get your purchase even faster with curbside pickup, pickup in store, or try same-day delivery at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
College football week zero coming up on Saturday. Nebraska and Northwestern playing in Dublin, Ireland. The Cornhuskers favored by 13.5 points, minus 580 on the money line. Northwestern plus 420, over under at 50.5. Illinois taking on Wyoming. The Fighting Illini, an 11.5 point home favorite, minus 550. Cowboys plus 400, over under 43.5. UTEP taking on North Texas. Mean Green favored by 1.5, over under 54.5. Florida Atlantic, a 7.5 point home favorite against Charlotte, over under 60.5. Red Hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% when you use the promo code ACTION75. Experts.winnersandwiners.com. With your VSiN Action Update, I'm Tony DeZiri, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows around 59 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 80 tomorrow, mainly clear. Lows around 61 tomorrow night. Temperatures near average Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the low 80s. Storms possible both days. Once again, lows level off around 59 tonight. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 80.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. We are celebrating that we are but one sleep away from the beginning of the high school football season, two sleeps away from week zero of the college football season. It is here, folks. And so what better time than now, 9 days away from when the Iowa State Cyclone football team kicks off its 2022 season at home against Southeast Missouri to connect with Nick Osen of CycloneAlert.com and the 24/7 Sports Network. Nick, hi. Oh, hold on here. I had this really nice introduction I just gave you, Nick, but I realized I didn't have the buttons punched in so you could hear it. But you could only imagine how great it was. But nonetheless, thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure, my friend. And like you said, it's honestly one of the best times of the year. I'm pretty excited here myself.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. I mean, with all due respect to late July and early August, it just can't measure up to this part of the calendar. So let's celebrate. Let's talk some Iowa State football. As much as a formality as I think everybody understood it was. I understand it wasn't too many days ago where Hunter Deckers was officially named Iowa State's starting quarterback. Whether it be anything you've heard from Hunter himself, his quarterback's coach, Matt Campbell, what would you just say about, you know, that formality happening? It's in pen now. What's most compelling about this being officially official?
Yeah, quite honestly, I think it's a pretty exciting time, not only for the fans, but really the team as a whole. I think the Deckers brings an element of, you know, kind of he's able to do so much on the field that maybe not every quarterback really can do. He's obviously got a cannon of an arm. I think he's improved kind of his mechanics and accuracy a lot in the past couple of years. Obviously, he wasn't generally playing a lot in games with Brock Purdy here. And there's just this feel of confidence that he has, and I think leadership that he brings that kind of inspires a lot of confidence within the team. And that's why I think that I've said on this show, I've said on a couple other shows, I feel like the Cyclones are maybe a little bit overlooked right now because there is so much of an unknown. Mm-hmm. But I think that Deckers can bring a lot of ability and capability to this offense that maybe hasn't necessarily been there the last couple of years in terms of stretching the field.
Yeah, you know, though, Nick, just to play devil's advocate, and as unfair as it may be to Hunter, who not named Tim Tebow has been a, you know, high caliber, all conference, all American caliber left-handed quarterback lately? Just to play devil's advocate, you know, has that question come up at any point in the lead up to the season?
At least from what I've been around, it hasn't. Now the kind of left-handed aspect is something I briefly thought of a little bit recently, but you know, I think I'll come back to that with, although it'd be great if he is an all-conference caliber player, I don't think he has to be quite that level for this team to find a lot of success in 2022.
Makes sense. Okay. And when it comes to what this offense will look like, we're only really going to know when the lights come on and the ball is kicked off. But do you expect, like, to the naked eye that it's going to look a lot different in terms of how, you know, they line up? Or do you think that perhaps just the way it's executed? Like, do you think anything to, you know, the fans at Jack Trice are going to go, okay, like, this is a new era? Or it's like, no, like, it's basically the same, but, you know, Hunter just brings a little bit different skill set.
Yeah, really good question. I don't think there's going to be quite as much change necessarily to the naked eye. I think that there are probably going to be different types of plays and things that you see maybe when the ball is actually snapped. Like I mentioned, the downfield element, right? I think that the wide receivers are going to have a major role this year. I think that there will be some nice options coming out of the backfield in terms of the passing game too. I figure the names might not be as big at tight end, at least right now, mm-hmm. but I still think that they will play a major role in the passing game as well. There's a lot of variety there. So I think when you talk about getting ready to snap the ball in formation, I think there will be a lot of similarities. But when things actually get going, yeah, I definitely sense some differences, at least in terms of stretching the field, like I said. And I'm looking for a running back or two to really kind of be reliable pass catchers out of the backfield as well.
Nick Osen, CycloneAlert.com, 24/7 Sports Network, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Give him a follow on Twitter at The Real Nick Osen. That's O-S-E-N. Once again, it's informed speculation at this point. What do you think the identity of this team could very well come to be, Nick? Because, you know, you look over the past few seasons, you had a Brock Purdy and a Breece Hall. So you had an All-American caliber running back leading that offense. You know, they could get that run established, you know, damn near every game. And Brock Purdy could make, you know, a number of throws on top of that. Made it a really formidable unit, rather balanced unit. Defensively, I think it was that defensive line with some good linebacker play behind it. And then, you know, you had like one or two playmakers that emerged at different times there. You know, just kind of a bend but don't break defense that also was able to make some plays. I don't know if maybe the defense changes too much, but, you know, what do you see in terms of the recipe of what will equal this particular Cyclones team, their best version of football?
Yeah, I really like that. I think that the identities and the hope of the team is kind of that it will stem from the defensive end. We spoke with Coach John Haycock, obviously the defensive coordinator this week. And, you know, he was pretty honest about some aspects of last year's team as well as what he's been impressed with this year. And that's kind of that guys are not afraid to come together to help lead each other and really kind of push that extra effort. And that's why I'm kind of pushing this both on the defense and the offense, that it's going to come from a lot of different people. There's not just going to be, you know, Breece Hall and Charlie Kohler, essentially. I think that no matter the position, especially on the offense, I think it's going to come in kind of a group variety form. And on defense, I think that a lot of the talent and even the leadership is going to come from the secondary. And I don't think that that's something that's necessarily at least been talked about as much recently in Ames the last few years. I know that head coach Matt Campbell is very high on that unit. And I haven't really been afraid to say that I think some of the youth and talent there is really pretty impressive. So I'm going to go with defense kind of pushing the offense to go further in terms of identity, and that strong 3-3-5 Coach John Haycock defense kind of coming back to what it's shown maybe the majority of the last 2 to 3 seasons, helping the Cyclones to be a legitimate contender in the Big 12.
Makes sense. I mean, if I'm Tom Manning, the OC, and I've got a, you know, a first-year starter at quarterback, I got a couple, you know, first-year starters splitting time at running back. I you know, my tight end room was depleted. They have optimism. They have good players because they've built up, you know, such a good program. But, I mean, if I'm Tom Manning, I'm going to John Haycock and going, dude, your defense has to be dogs this year. Like, that's like you're getting at there. It makes complete sense that this could be a pretty profoundly defense-first Cyclone team if it's going to play its best football this year. So that's going to be interesting to watch. It seems, I know that to many people that wouldn't make sense for a Big 12 team, but look at what Dave Aranda did down at Baylor. For anything that they might have lacked in terms of, you know, previous years or decades of explosiveness on offense, you know, he's right there with John Haycock helping to reshape the narrative that the Big 12 is playing good defense.
Spot on right there, my friend. And I do want to make kind of this point that I think in the long run, that's going to push the offense even further. So that's not to say this won't be a potent offense and that they can't do a lot of things, because I'm telling you, I think they can do a lot of things well, but I'm just getting the sense based off of kind of who has really stood out throughout the course of the summer and fall camp, and players that are back on that defense, like Will McDonald and Isaiah Lee and Anthony Johnson and, you know, players of that caliber. I think it's going to be a really strong Iowa State defense, and I think the offense will come alive, especially as you get into Big 12 season for sure, just because there is a little time that kind of takes things to progress for players. Like Deckers is obviously going to be new there, a couple new faces around the offense that I feel will play major roles. But overall, my expectations have kind of increased for this Iowa State team really since we last talked around kind of Big 12 media day.
Right, right. You mentioned Will McDonald, the All-American defensive end, holds the program record in sacks, decided to come back, finish his degree, because he will play in the NFL, barring something unforeseen, Nick. He's not a secret anymore. It shouldn't have been last year. He's definitely not this year. He's going to be at the top of every offensive line coach, offensive coordinator's watch list when it comes to putting a game plan together. Therefore, he's going to get double teams. Hell, he might even get triple teamed at times. Who among what is there on that defensive line? You know, Enya Uwazurike is in the NFL now. He was a force in the interior of that defensive line. Who could very well stand to benefit from the opportunities of single coverage on that defensive line that perhaps by, you know, week 5 is a household name?
Yeah, I'm going to go with another veteran here in Isaiah Lee. Coach Haycock really kind of talked about the offseason and fall camp that he has had. I think what he's known for is really being kind of a force in the run game, kind of in those A-gaps and making plays there. But I've, you know, heard a lot of good things about him. And I'll also say the linebacking core. It's a veteran group. Obviously, there's Orion Vance back, Colby Reeder, who is a linebacker that transferred in from Delaware. And there aren't many players that I've heard more good things about consistently since March or April. So I think whether it's getting to the quarterback or just being able to make plays in the run game, those are a couple guys that I feel could benefit from the attention that McDonald needs, like you mentioned. And I figure him to have a huge year as well. And Will McDonald just named a first-team All-American preseason by the Associated Press. It doesn't really get much higher than that in terms of preseason praise. So I think that that's a major thing. And along the same lines, I think that's something that could help Iowa State's offensive line, obviously facing those players throughout most of the summer and fall camp. Because as you mentioned, he will be an NFL player, and he's one of the absolute best players in the entire country, is Will McDonald.
You know, one thing that is fascinating is that Colby Reeder, the Delaware transfer linebacker, right, Nick? That's his name?
Yep.
He's like, he may as well be like 30 years old in terms of college football years. He's like, what, 24, 25?
Yeah, he's been around for a while, but it doesn't sound like that has, you know, it sounds like that's only really been a positive.
Well, I mean, sure, yeah, no.
He's have taken on a leadership role very early.
Yeah, and that's what I think is particularly fascinating about last year, this year, next year, of college football, that there are going to be so many of these, not only fifth-year seniors, but sixth-year, maybe seventh-year seniors. You figure, you know, a standard red shirt before the COVID year, then maybe a medical red shirt, and then the COVID year. Boom, now you're up to 7 years of eligibility, and particularly at a position like linebacker, the quarterback of the defense, you know, there's something to be said for, you know, the mental acuity of a 25-year-old linebacker versus a 22-year-old linebacker. There's just things there, whether it's in football or just in life. There's just things as a 25-year-old that you know that you shake your head at that you when you thought about it the way you thought about it as a 22-year-old.
I think that the more you kind of get those college football reps, exactly like you said, no matter whether it's the same school or you're going to a different one like he did, that experience matters. That game experience matters. I would say especially in a type of leadership role like you mentioned. So I would totally agree. And that's something I've been hearing good things about him truly since before we even got to talk to him back in the spring. So I'm expecting a lot of people are kind of making this Mike Rose comparison, and I don't think that's necessarily fair to him or accurate because I don't think they're really the same type of player. But I think that if you're getting those comparisons right now, if he has even close to some of the production and major gameplay that Rose had while he was a Cyclone, it will be a major success for Reeder as a Cyclone coming from Delaware.
Finally, Nick, before I let you go, I know this is always close to the vest with Coach Campbell's program, but any injuries of note that we know about as fall camp winds down and game week prep starts on Monday?
Yeah, offensive line coach Jeff Myers spoke on this one a little bit last week on tackle Jake Remsburg. He shared that he was day-to-day, and they kind of hope for him to be back next week for the season opener. So I don't know a ton necessarily more than that, other than I certainly expect him to be back starting at tackle for Iowa State, likely early in the season, as Remsburg's a major player for that offensive line. But overall, I haven't heard about a ton of things like that, which is certainly a positive, as this is a brand new team at a lot of positions, and health is a major significance and importance headed into a season with varied expectations, as we've kind of talked about.
Nick, great stuff as always. Enjoyed the conversation, and we'll be sure to catch up with you as the season gets kicked off here. Thanks, man.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Thanks, my friend.
Yeah, take care. Nick Osen, CycloneAlert.com, 24/7 Sports Network. Follow him on Twitter at TheRealNickOsen and check out CycloneAlert.com. Let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up on the other side. We'll go from talking college football to high school football. Cedar Falls Tiger football play-by-play voice Dave Finnegan joins us next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. In a Big 12 conference known for high-scoring games, Iowa State became a contender with defense. Cyclone defensive coordinator John Haycock is the architect of a unique defense that burst onto the scene in 2017 by giving up only 17 points per game. ISU has finished in the top three in defense every year since.
You put everything aside, and everybody in the building over there decided, hey, we're going to have to make some changes of what we always used to do, and those are hard changes, you know. And let's find some things that we can have some success with, you know, find some things our players can do and allow them to get us to points in the game that we can win the game. And I think on both sides of the ball, we've been blessed to be able to do that.
ISU opens September 3rd at home against Southeast Missouri. Week one of the high school season gets an early start tonight with a handful of games, including a matchup of two of last year's state champions as 4A top-ranked Lewis Central hosts 3A number one Harlan. This is Radio Iowa.
Hi, this is Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz. My players know that determination and strong will can lead to endless possibilities. That's true no matter what field you're on. With less than 5% of Iowans making a living off the land, the Iowa Hawkeyes are proud to celebrate the dedication of Iowa farm families who work every day to provide our country with the food, the fuel, the fiber that we all depend on. Farmers are the backbone of this country. That's why our players are proud to wear the ANF logo on their helmets. It serves as a reminder to all of us that America needs farmers. Join the Hawkeyes and the Iowa Farm Bureau as we celebrate farmers during ANF Game Day on October 1st. You could win the ultimate ANF fan package, 4 reserve seats, sideline access, and an autographed football. To register, visit AmericanNeedsFarmers.org.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author and star in a new Hollywood documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. In this film, economists and Nobel Prize-winning PhDs from Wharton, MIT, and Stanford share a strange concept I call the retirement discount. It gives you more retirement income with the same dollars saved, and your money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even people who are on track have shifted money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money, call to get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Baby Boomer Dilemma, at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you'll get it completely free, plus 2 hours of bonus behind-the-scenes footage. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. So don't delay, call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020, 1-800-506-2020.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Progressive presents Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, read me the manual.
Using a Phillips screwdriver, drainage die Haube, bis if it sits.
What was that?
Drainage die Haube, bis if it sits.
This sounds like another language to me.
Okay, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
Maybe. What's next?
Next, Pony Osteum Pronus Intera.
Was that one Latin?
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Cole & Company with Cole Bear. Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM. Brass Monkey,
that funky monkey. Welcome back. Thursday edition of the show rolling along. A lot of football talk today. Did talk some volleyball yesterday on the show. Cedar Falls volleyball coach Matt Johnson joined the show. If you missed it, it's available online at 1650thefan.com in podcast form. But right now, we are talking high school football as Dave Finnegan, the play-by-play voice for Cedar Falls Tiger football, over on our aforementioned companion station, Cruising KCFI. He makes his triumphant return to the airwaves for the 2022-23 fall and winter sports seasons tomorrow night when him and color commentator Logan Blackman will be on the call from the Unidome as Cedar Falls plays host to Johnston for its season opener. Dave, I'd ask you how you're doing today, but I would imagine just like all of us that love the sport of football, I have a good feeling what your answer would be.
Can't get much better than this time of year, Cole. It's got that feeling right now for any football team at any level where you've got that feeling of anything can happen this season. And I think that we're going to get a good look at a couple of teams that are hopeful that anything can happen tomorrow night.
I think that's a great adjective to use, hopeful, because these are a couple programs facing off tomorrow night at the Dome that have plenty of, you know, history. They've got a reputation that they've built for themselves. But there are question marks. There are new faces in new places, plenty with both of these teams. And it like it always is, quarterback is where you start with these type of conversations. And last night, right here on the Fan, between 6 and 7 on the season debut of the Coach's Huddle, we heard Tigers coach Brad Rimmert name Tate Hermanson, the junior, as QB1. Gavin Steggy still recovering from that injury he suffered last year. Hopefully he returns to full health and contributes in some way. But, I don't know if you heard Coach Rimmert talking about what Tate was able to show them during the offseason, a productive summer in the weight room, a part of that. With what you saw from Tate's body of work last year on top of what we've heard so far from Brad Rimmert, what sort of impression do you get with how this offense may well look with Tate under center?
I think Tate, the biggest thing for Tate this year, Cole, is going to be just having the confidence to know that he's going to enter the season as QB1. He's not going to... And to be honest with you, he entered the season last year as QB1 as well, but that was on the sophomore team. So a whole different level of experience there. He saw some repetition last season, played really well in the regular season finale for the Tigers against Dubuque Senior. That kind of put the Tigers over the top, got him into the playoffs, and then, you know, struggled as young kids do. He was just a sophomore playing in a playoff game on the road. That's not an ideal situation for your second career start. So, but Tate, you know, in talking to Coach Rimmert here, he likes the progress that Tate's made so far this offseason. He says that he can make some throws now that he wasn't able to make a season ago. And just from a maturity and a development standpoint, I think that's the most, you know, noteworthy point about Tate. And in terms of Gavin Steggy, you know, I know he's going to come into the season, he's going to back up, but I mean, for those of us who were there or who know what happened, he suffered the serious injury last season, so to see him on the roster number one is a remarkable thing. And you know, we're thankful that he's able to be healthy and to get back out there with his teammates.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, whether it's the quarterback or the skill positions, which all come with unknowns, given the fact, like I mentioned before, new faces at those spots. There are returnees on the offensive line, and as much as it, I suppose, could be overstated, I don't think it is, that football games are won in the trenches on your offensive and defensive lines and what they're able to do. Guys returning. That's where the returners are on Brad Rimmert's team, albeit they were young last year, but, you know, they cut their teeth, they took their licks, and I would have to imagine that kind of, like, sets a good floor for not only the offense, but the outlook for this Tiger team in 2022.
Yeah, you almost took the words out of Coach Rimmert's mouth when I visited with him earlier today. His quote, and not to give away too much of what you'll hear during tomorrow night's pregame coverage, was he's counting on this group to set the tone. He's got four starters back on that side of the football, and Jake Peters, Hogan Simmer, Ty Koltoff, John Henry Hines. You know, there are a couple underclassmen still, but there's also a good experience group there as well. So, I mean, that's going to be a group that he's relying on to really win battles here this season. And by that same token, he's relying on that on the front four on the defensive side of the football. The offensive and defensive lines are really going to be the anchor units, at least initially here for Cedar Falls this season.
Cedar Falls High School football play-by-play voice Dave Finnegan, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Dave, alongside color commentator Logan Blackman, will be on the call tomorrow night over on our companion station, Cruising KCFI. Dave, I think Coach Rimmer had mentioned last night that they're looking at about a 7 or 7:15 kick, so we're thinking about 6:30, 6:45 with the pregame coverage, roughly, give or take?
Yeah, let's say between 6:30 and 6:45. We've got a lot of good pregame activity for you. Good visit with Coach Remmert here today that I have that you'll get to hear quite a bit of. And with Logan in the loop here with us, he's an excellent play-by-play or an excellent color commentator, I should say, and he'll provide a lot of great insight for us tomorrow night as well.
And folks, you can pregame the pregame over on Cruising with some Johnny Cash, maybe some Elvis. So it's a good way to get your night going before you hear Dave and Logan take over. All right, so let's continue here talking about the Cedar Falls Tiger football team. For as many new faces that are going to be on the offense, Dave, there's just as many over on the defense. Coach Remmert last night laying it out, like new linebackers, new defensive backs. The returnees seem to be mostly on the defensive line, but those guys weren't necessarily starters last year. You know, got some snaps, but, I mean, this is an inexperienced group, albeit they have some varsity action. So what do you know about this group and talking with Coach Remmert, combined with what you were able to see of them last year, what's the impression you have?
This is the linebacking group, those three, and we're talking about Kyron Terry, Drew Gerdes, Drew Langner, from Sam to Mike to Will across that back through that middle three there. That's the biggest question mark, at least in my opinion, entering this season. This is a group that's not particularly big in size, not particularly experience, but a couple of those guys did see some snaps last season. They did see some playing time, but in terms of what they've got to accomplish, so many football teams rely on those linebackers to get in there, make a lot of those cleanup type tackles, particularly when you're looking at a 3-4 type or a 4-3 rather type defense. So it's going to be really critical for those young men to step up to make those tackles and not allow Johnston's receivers to get to those second and third levels.
Is there any way, Dave, right now, unless you're a coach, perhaps, to put a finger on, what the identity of this team's going to be, whether it's, hey, they're going to run the ball in a bunch of different ways, maybe they're going to have a possession passing game, maybe they're finding a way to make three or four big plays in the air per game, maybe it's defense first. I mean, is there any way to try to put a finger on this?
I think as a blanket statement, I think kind of an unspoken motto of this team is back to basics. I think last year the coaching staff's hand was kind of forced a little bit to work with the personnel that they had. Hunter Jacobson started the season as quarterback, tore his ACL. Gavin Steggy had the serious leg injury in week 7. I mean, they ended up running in 5 different players at quarterback last season. So then you did see a lot more, trick plays, a lot more misdirection, a lot more, depth in terms of where they had to go in the playbook in order to be successful. And to the credit of the Tigers, they made a lot of those things work. Mm-hmm. But I think the overall philosophy of Cedar Falls Tiger football hasn't changed a lot in terms of they want to be the best tackling team, they want to be the best blocking team on the field, and they don't want to lose battles in those situations that can open up opportunities for a skill position guy like a Jacob Keeler, who I really feel like he's got 1,000-yard potential here this season at the running back spot for the Tigers, and they don't want to be the units responsible for keeping him from that. So I think an emphasis on basics, taking the pass when it's there. It's an inexperienced yet talented group of receivers, but I think it's going to be a run-based team, at least initially, and being able to rely on that defense is going to continue to be critical. The front four is going to be relied upon to put a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks, and I think there's there are question marks just like there are with any team, but I think there's also excitement in terms of what could be out of this team.
Real quick, Dave, 30 seconds. What's something that we should all know about this Johnston team that comes to the Unidome tomorrow night?
Coach Remmert thinks they're going to play 2 quarterbacks tomorrow night. Adrian Broda saw a lot of snaps last year as a sophomore Will Nuss also saw some playing time. He's the son of Chris Nuss, who's a big name out of UNI football and basketball path. But this is a Johnston team that's going to spread you out. They're going to try to hit on a lot of quick short throws. They've got two tailbacks that have experience in there. So I think from a matchup standpoint, this is going to be pretty even. It's going to be incumbent upon the Tigers to play good assignment football and not allow big plays as a result of mistakes.
Well, Dave, I know I speak for both of us. We're looking forward to the game tomorrow night and looking forward to you and Logan's broadcast. So thanks so much for the time today, and have a great call tomorrow night.
My pleasure, Cole. Thanks for having me.
Dave Finnegan, play-by-play voice, Cedar Falls High School football, kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of Cole and Company. We've got to take this final time out. We'll come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Joe Burrow is back, almost. The Bengals quarterback says he practiced without limitation in Wednesday's scrimmage against the Rams just 1 month after his appendix surgery. Burrow believes he'll be fully healthy by week one. The Seahawks named Geno Smith their starting quarterback, at least for the final preseason game. Head coach Pete Carroll says Drew Lock will also play Friday, and he'll decide on his regular season starter after that game. Jameis Winston says he feels well enough to play in the Saints preseason finale Friday if needed. The quarterback returned this week after missing 12 days of practice with a foot sprain. And the NFL has lost a legend. Hall of Fame quarterback and Super Bowl IV MVP Len Dawson died Wednesday. After spending his first five seasons on the bench, Dawson signed with the Chiefs organization, where he became one of the most accurate passers of all time, leading the league in completion percentage a record eight times. Len Dawson was 87 years old. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
At the United States Postal Service, we deliver packages fast and affordably, so you can give your customers what they want when they need it. We're delivering for one-stop shops, mom and pops, pop-ups, startups, retail, wholesale, large scale, small biz, big box, customers, customizers. So no matter what business you're in, we'll always be delivering for you. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/delivering.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The LIV Tour has caused a lot of drama in the world of golf. They took stars like Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, reportedly Cam Smith is joining as well. That put a lot of pressure on the PGA Tour to make some change. That became clear yesterday as it was revealed the tour is set up to team up with Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy on a new tech-infused golf league. The league is set to begin in 2024 and will feature a team format. The new startup is an obvious counter to the Saudi League, but the tour may not be happy with the results. Players aren't bolting to LIV to play in a team event. They're going there for the money. Players are earning over $100 million on their LIV contracts, and the PGA Tour doesn't have the salaries to compete with that. Can't be sure what Tiger, Rory, and the PGA have planned for this new league, but without the ability to match the Saudis' deep pockets, the Tour's efforts to keep top talent may continue to fall short. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Callaway's new Rogue ST Fairway Woods aren't just their longest ever, they're up to 10 yards longer. And now this game-changing distance comes in three models. Rogue ST Max, that fits most players because of the neutral ball flight. Then there's the Max D, engineered for a high launch and if you draw the ball. Finally, for better players, Max LS is Callaway's lowest spinning with neutral ball flight in a compact shape. Find your Rogue ST Fairway at callawaygolf.com/go-rogue. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how the rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. And now that we've talked about that, let's get back to, you know, the stuff we talk about here on the show. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. That's discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply.
Always in moderation, right? Not with this guy.
Nope.
Get maximum sports from 5 to 6 right here on Cole and Company with Cole Bear.
Welcome back for a final time on this Thursday. Got to thank Nick Osen of CycloneAlert.com and the 24/7 Sports Network, as well as Dave Finnegan, Cedar Falls Tiger football play-by-play voice, for joining today's show. Great conversations had with both. If you missed any of it, it'll be available shortly in podcast form at 1650 thefan.com. All right, that is a wrap for a Thursday. High school football upon us tomorrow. And Logan Blackman will be in studio ahead of his call as color commentator of that Cedar Falls-Johnston game tomorrow night at the Unidome. Have a great night, everybody. Tune in to Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson tomorrow between 6 and 8. You'll get the full rundown of Metro football from Mark. Tune in.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.